We're broadcasting from the Flamingo Hotel and Casino in Laughlin, Nevada, on the beautiful Colorado River. And Paul Davids, noted movie producer, is here. And I want to talk to him about the Roswell and the Peter Jennings special, among other things. Come on over here, Paul. You got a few minutes. Let's do some talking.
Yes, we're back again. I think keep running into you in the shadiest of places.
Yes, that's true. Last time is in Las Vegas, now here in Laughlin. You know, you're of course famous for your Roswell movie, but you've done many other things, and you're quite an artist.
Thank you, Al. I'm always painting. Uh-huh. I have an exhibition coming up, actually, in Bossier City, Louisiana. In late April, the Arts Council there is having the world premiere of the play of Starry Night, which I wrote, based on my film,
yes.
Starry Night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be in, actually in April, I'm going to Italy to be a keynote speaker at Paula Harris's Cosmic Messages Conference, then off to speak at the X Conference in Gaithersburg, and then off to Louisiana. I've been doing a lot of traveling.
I started to say, it seems like you're going to be pretty busy. Though.
Doing a lot of painting. Once in a while, I get a chance to watch, turn on the television, and I see something like Peter Jennings on UFOs.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if we should talk much about it, but your movie, I'm surprised he said it was a myth. That's basically what I'm surprised about. I mean, that's pretty hard to
believe. Well, why should we be surprised that he would say that? You know, I mean, he also told us that Lee Harvey Oswald definitely acted alone. And
you got a good point there.
Anything beyond that was a myth. So he seems to be the expert on what's a myth. You know, the point is, it's really a shame that they're still trying to pull the wool over people's eyes, because it wasn't a myth, and it wasn't a balanced presentation. My objection, he referred to everyone who's been working so hard to get out the truth about the Roswell incident as a promoter. Now, I'm a promoter, Stan Friedman's a promoter, Randall Schmidt, anybody who's ever written a book. We're the people that have done the hard work in trying to bring the truth on the case to the public. And if you want the truth on the case, as opposed to the Peter Jennings version, get a hold of the February 27th Art Bell Show. You can get it at the Coast to Coast AM website. Listen to Richard Doty, a special agent, former special agent, the Air Force, Kirtland Air Force Base, who admits the extent to which he was involved in disinformation as part of his job years ago, and is honest at what he regrets about what he had to do, and who comes clean to the world now and tells all about how he was briefed on the reality of the Roswell incident when he came in, because he said, you know, if you're going to do disinformation, you got to be briefed on the truth so that you know what you're trying to keep people away from. I just urge everybody to listen to that show. It was the most compelling piece of radio I've heard in many years, with all due respect to you, Jerry, and all of your fine shows.
I was going to see how you're going to get out of that. you finessed it pretty well, so we'll let you go with that.
But, you know, it's been fun here at the International UFO Congress. This is the 14th one. And I was at the very first one in Tucson. How good is my math? I remember it as 1990. Did they skip a year? You know, a lot of the same people are still part of this. And it started as such a small movement back then. And it was a small group of researchers from around the world with a lot of dreams about how they were going to break through and melt the ice that's covered this topic, shine some sunlight on it. And you know, the conferences have always had been a mixture of enlightenment, and you know, there's always a few speakers there that you know, you have to come out scratching your head and saying, well, you know, I mean, I remember there was a gal who said she was from Venus at the very first conference, and I never quite bought that one. And there's always some stuff I don't buy at these conferences, but Some of the speakers have excellent qualifications. Tom von Flander.
Oh, yes. We
on Mars.
Had him on and talked in great detail about that.
Dr. Tom von Flandern, who was one of the top people, or the top guy at the U.S. Naval Observatory for years, showing us photos of Mars now and what appears to be life there and artificial structures that, if I can go back and draw a phrase from the 1960s, it blows your mind.
You know, you make a living out of television and movies and things like that, and of course you sell paintings too, but I still puzzle. I'm puzzled really about the two disjointed pieces of the Peter Jennings special. The first hour seemed like it was going a certain direction, then all of a sudden it went another direction.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jerry, because I do want to tip my hat to the first hour of the show. It first hour accomplished a lot. It placed Art Bell before the American people as someone who has worked so hard to be an intelligent advocate of getting some truth out, or at least making the hard inquiries into the subject of UFOs. But even more than that, the first hour had a lot of admissions about lies that were told 50 years ago when the military was looking for a way to just make the subject disappear as far as the public was concerned. They came clean on a lot of things, you see, but they came clean on what it was easy to come clean on. You know, what you can blame on those guys 50 years ago wasn't our fault, as long as you're not admitting an active cover-up that's still been going on now, and there's no admission of that at all.
Well, you're definitely true, and I've talked to many of the people like Stanton Friedman, we've had him on the air about it, and others, and basically when Don Smith tried to show him, you know, the hangar at the airport and go out there to where the crash scene was, the guys, the second or third unit, whatever was there, they just really weren't that interested.
You know, I think one other thing to be said about the Peter Jennings situation is the night or two before the special was on the air, he went on the John Stewart Daily Show.
I saw it, and he read something from his son saying not have a cover-up.
Well, I thought that he was himself that night. Yeah. He was entertaining, he was honest, and he talked about how working on this special had exposed him to some things that he found utterly baffling, where the official explanations just hadn't measured up. Now, that's all to the good, but when you look at the football field of, you know, lies versus truth on the subject, you know, and where is the ball on that football field? If it's been on the 50-yard line for a while, I think his special maybe moved the ball, you know, 4 to 6 inches in the direction toward disclosure. There's some people who think, you know, maybe it was 10 yards, but nobody thought it was a field goal.
No, it certainly wasn't. Or another sports analogy, it wasn't a home run for the UFO people at all.
Look, it's a long process, but we're seeing photos from Mars that are really pointing the way to what the next realm of human discovery is going to be. I'm thrilled that President Bush says he supports these explorations of Mars. He wants a manned mission to Mars. I'd love to see the money in the budget to really do that. I hope he's committed to that. I want to see it happen. I wish it had happened a decade or so ago. I wish the effort from the days of the Apollo program through the Mars program had been without interruption and consistent. I'm glad that there's some money for it in the budget. I'm glad he's voiced the desire for it. I'm very glad that he and First Lady Laura Bush hosted science fiction author Ray Bradbury, author of the Martian Chronicles, at the White House and expressed their love of his literature and his dream. This is all positive stuff. I like to look for what's positive in a world where it looks like we're just going so slowly toward where we are.
I kind of feel that way about the ABC special. The first hour was positive, and regardless of what they did about throwing things together in the second hour, for whatever reason, it looked to me like it was a last-minute edit job. But you're in the business more than I am, and they shot a lot of stuff, and they didn't seem to show any of it.
Listen, I just hope that when we get to Mars, we don't start out by setting up a McDonald's and a Holiday Inn.
Paul, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.